welcome to Game Chat, the video game book club on the internet. This week we're talking about Spiritfarer, which was released back in August of 2020, developed and published by Thunder Lotus Games, and available on Switch, PS4, Xbox One, and Steam. A little summary of the game. Spiritfarer is a cozy management game about dying. As a fairy master to the deceased, build a boat to explore the world, care for your spirit friends, and guide them across mystical seas to finally release them into the afterlife. What will you leave behind? For those listening, you know that we always have little introductions so you know who you're listening to. We have a smaller crew this week, but we're happy to be here to start talking about this game. We also have little intro questions each week so that kind of go along with the game that we're discussing. This week's question is, if your spirit had a room on a houseboat, what would the theme be? Starting at the top.
Hey, this is Franco. I'm going to go with style of like the big mansions. You know what I'm saying? That kind of style, but not the size. You know, obviously, you know, but as somebody had mentioned, but with all the amenities, you know, internet modernized. But that kind of wood and comfy and that kind of, you know, I was the one thing that flashed in my mind as like that I didn't want was that white sterile, you know, 2001 Space Odyssey kind of look, you know.
So
definitely more to the warm tones and the great mansions of the, you know, the 20s and stuff where it was just like really just pulled you in.
Love it.
Gatsby. Very nice.
Yep.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you. Next.
Hi, this is Madeline. My room on a houseboat, I base this on a place where I go in my head sometimes when I meditate. Which is actually based on a room from a game that we played that we didn't even end up liking. So I think it was Event Zero, where you typed with the AI, and it would talk back with you.
Mm-hmm.
One of those rooms on that space station, I think it was the captain's room, maybe. It was just a really giant room that had like her bed off to one side and then like a bathroom around the corner. But then one wall was just all windows. And it was so, and you're just like looking down on the planet, and it was just a really cool vista, really cool room. So I would want something like that, but with like a bunch of like trailing plants and stuff all up and down next to the windows. And if we could get a zero gravity like switch option, that would be nice as well.
Thank you. Wonderful. Yeah. I love it. This is Steph. It would definitely be, I'm thinking like a lot of art, a lot of blues and greens, since those are very calming colors to me. And, you know, probably like either like a large window with some greenery or some indoor greenery. But probably like, if we're going for a feel, probably something... I really love like the Art Nouveau period.
Ooh, yes.
The artwork and the styles, especially, you know, even of like the furniture and just how stuff was kind of like built, you know, the little intricacies. That would be, I think, my soul theme would be something like that.
Very nice.
Yeah. It said tons of artwork. I'm picturing like just like a whole like huge tall wall of just like paintings. Record player. Okay. All right.
The blue velvet.
Yes.
Cushions everywhere.
Yes. All right. Well, thank y'all. So get into our discussion. So we'll start with kind of the you know, the crunchy stuff that we are, I guess I didn't really say, this is our first week of talking about Spiritfarer of Seven. So we only played about 3 hours in or around that. So we'll be talking about like the mechanics this week, as well as, our just first thoughts on the beginning of the game. The place that we got to, since we didn't have a specific stopping point, I was just like, play 3 hours in and you're good. Since you can kind of spend your time doing kind of whatever. I mean, you have quests, you have little side quests, you have main stuff that you're doing, but, you could spend 3 hours fishing or just getting supplies from crates and, little jellyfish swarms, or flying jellyfish, or forgot what they call them.
GIMS? GIMS?
Yeah.
The jellyfish storms.
Mm-hmm. So how did y'all feel about, I guess first, what did we all play when I played on Switch?
I'm playing on PS4.
Okay, nice. What did you think? What did y'all think about the kind of basic controls? Did you like? Was there anything you didn't like about them? Was there anything that you'd improve upon?
I did not realize how much platforming was going to be in this game when I got it.
Yeah.
I probably should have, but it's and like as you all will play more through the game. I'm about, I think, maybe halfway through. It gets a lot more. It's the weird platformer emotional support game, kind of.
Yeah. I thought, at first when I started moving around the boat, I'm like, oh boy, this going in out of doors thing with, interacting is going to be a pain. But then I started to realize, well, this is about the only way they really could have done it without the confusing part of walking in and out of those doors without that mechanic.
Yeah.
So it was like, yeah, okay, that's all right. I'll get used to it. I did. I'm getting used to it. So, the platforming, it's okay. As long as it's, if the game's forgiving enough where if you suck at it, it's not going to hold you back in anything else. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like nothing's gated behind you getting a certain score on getting through those storms, or like I just did the thing where the dragon, where you're hopping up and down on the dragon's back and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So as long as it doesn't penalize you, for not being good at it.
There are some soul gems, I think that's what they're called, glims maybe, that are in certain places on islands that are like high up that you have to be better than Madeline is to get the first time.
I liked everything. I kind of agree with the door thing, Frank. The only way that I could think about them fixing that is if they just showed, like, if they didn't show you the inside of, like, the greenhouse or thing, of, like, the places that need water. I understand, like, the reasoning behind that, but then also, like, it does make it a little bit difficult. Like, I still, even 3 hours in, still I'm just like, where's the door? Oh, right here. Right. But I guess it doesn't do that with other rooms either. But then when you get inside, like, you kind of have to guess where, you have to kind of remember where the door's at, or just kind of go over to it. And it highlights the square. My one thing kind of with that is that I haven't found it. Is there a way, and maybe this is a question for Madeline since you're playing on Switch too, like a way to switch in between things? Like, say, okay, like, because I have, here's where I have a lot of trouble, is when I go into the guest house,
mm-hmm.
and there are, now I have two people in there right now, and the couch And so sometimes when I go in there to try and talk with them or try and interact with them, if they're both in there, like in the evenings, I have a hard time. Like I'll literally go to talk and we'll have the couch and it'll have the couch selected because where I'm standing, and I'll sit on the couch and I have to get up, and then like I'll try to talk again. Where I'm standing, it has the couch selected. I'll sit on the couch and then I'll stand back up. And so that's like the only place that I'm like, I have a lot of trouble. Like, so is there a button that like you can switch it? Like, say if I'm standing there, I can switch in between like, okay, to either have the couch which selected.
Thing you're focusing on.
Right.
Not that I know of. I think you either have to like go and stand over like basically like right in front of the character almost in that situation. Or a lot of times it was way easier for me to talk to characters when they weren't even in buildings, unless they were the only person
the
room. I definitely ended up being set on couch.
And then also
with
the watering too. If you keep a keen eye, which is kind of, you know, especially if you're playing on the Switch, or at least, you know, I only have a Switch Lite, so I don't have like a larger screen attached to it. It's a little hard to like see like which ones are highlighted. I guess is part of the problem too, because of the screen size. And so like when I go to water things, like sometimes I'll end up watering the same thing three times because I'm not standing in the right place.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep. Done that.
But the game's very chill to where it doesn't end up angering me.
Yeah.
So there's been enough that has like chilled me out up to that point to where I'm not like already about ready to throw my Switch system through the window.
Yes, especially with the gardens, especially early with the when you meet, I forget what the snake character is.
This is why I pulled up the wiki, because I knew I wasn't to remember anyone.
When they were doing the garden thing, they would be standing like in a very right next to the door. And I'd be like constantly going in and out of the garden trying to talk to them after I planted the stuff. But it's like, could you move over just a little bit? Sometimes they do, the characters stands in an awkward spot where they're right next to a door or like in the garden, something you interact with, and you're constantly like hitting the, you know, yeah, if like, I mean, most of these controllers and stuff like that have that, you know, the D-pad where you can just like incrementally just go left or right. So it's like, can you just bump along each selectable thing as you go left or right? That would help. But, you know, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. But I was freaking out on the, not freaking out, but it's like when I started to cook things. With the timer.
Yes.
And I'm like, is this going to burn if I like walk away and forget about it and ruin it?
Well, it scares you because whenever, even if it's, if you're standing there when it's done, it dings, you open it up, it's like smoke comes out of the oven. It's like, no.
I imagine, I mean, this is just me thinking logically ahead. You know, right now it's only one item in the stove. I mean, that's probably going to, you upgrade the kitchen, you probably get the combo items together to make some other stuff, I'm thinking.
Upgrades do let you do more things in the kitchen. Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah. And at first I was like very, not annoyed, but, you know, it's sort of like, with Gwen, with, you know, she doesn't like to eat the same things.
Right.
And then I went and looked. It's just that she doesn't want like to eat them in a row.
Two times in a row.
Only two things if you want. She just won't eat them.
Ping pong back and forth.
As long as it's not fish.
Yeah, she doesn't like shellfish. Yeah. Yeah, I like that system where you can actually wheel over to the mood and see what, and it's compiling a list of what they like, what they don't like.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know. I didn't even know that. I didn't even look at that.
Okay. Yeah, if you highlight them, you know, you click on them and it's not a dialogue, there's a little wheel underneath it. You know, you can look, feed them, and all the way up on top right is mood.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw that. I just thought it was indicating like what their mood is, and not that I could click on it. So,
but it actually brings up like almost like a playing card for them, where it says, you know, likes, don't likes, what, and also it has a summary of the events that either raised or lowered their mood.
It's really interesting. This game was the first game that I have played. I'm sure there have been other games to do it, but where interacting with the character wasn't a guarantee that you were going to have the same outcome every time. So I always wanted to hug everybody, and they were like, no, I'm okay right now.
Really? Okay. That's happened.
All yes. Right. Yeah. And that was the thing that really made me see these characters as actual people, like spirits of actual people, versus just being like, I'm here with these animals on my boat. Where they're like always happy. Yeah, always happy to see me. And I just do fetch quests for them so they don't have sad faces. No, like sometimes they don't want a hug. And that's okay. It was so I really appreciated that they included that.
I'll say it's engaging that we have this sort, and I'll call it the spinning plate mechanic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where you're constantly, oh, the gardens need watering? No, okay.
exactly.
Oh, Christ, there's barnacles on the boat. I got to scrape them off.
yeah. Yep.
But sometimes you get lucky and there's a scallop or other stuff on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or mussels. Yeah, mussels.
Yep.
Sometimes those were rough to collect as well.
Yeah, with the jumping, end up jumping on the ship, and it's like, no, I want to get the mussel.
No,
it's the one
that's really close to like the prow or the nose of the ship. I guess is really. I always like to try about 18 times to catch that one. I feel like it's so.
Yeah, and it is nice that when you jump off the boat, it stops.
Yes.
So when you're running,
not going to leave you.
Yeah, when you're running floatsome and jetsome and junk, you know, you just jump off and it'll stay right there. You don't have to worry about missing it.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all collect a lot of, like, did you do a lot of item, like, you know, scavenging, I guess, with the
boxes,
with the crates or doing the jelly stuff or the lightning in the bottle?
I love
the storms.
Just to be honest, I like the lightning in a bottle because it's easy. Because it's, you know, I just have to have bottles, and I'm wondering how many bottles really should I have. And, you know, I'm, you know, like sort of getting into it, and it's like, it's like at first when you're broke, and you're like, you see the ship upgrade is like, you know, 1,200, and I'm like, holy crap, I'm never gonna get this money.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, I love the initial prices with the raccoon.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, and then Gwen gives him a talkie to it. He cuts it to by 10.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe a mistake. I don't know. I'm sure I'll get more money. But like today, I played the third hour of my playtime. And, I went to upgrade my bow, and the third upgrade was available too. Like, I had enough money for it.
Oh.
So I upgraded a third time, and then I was broke. Then I had like 16 glim, and I was like, well,
and it's gone.
And I'm going to be boating around for a while, picking up random junk until I can, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some things, I guess. It'll start moving when I get more comfortable. Right now I'm in like hoarder mode, you know?
Yeah.
Where I'm not sure how much lightning in a bottle I really need. So it's like, ooh, that'd be nice to sell some of them to get rid of it. The only thing that I sell consistently is corn because I always have too much corn.
Yes.
You don't make popcorn? I make popcorn all the time.
Yeah. I definitely fed Gwen so much popcorn.
Oh, yeah. It's like, listen. Oh, of course, it took me a bit to realize you could cook the vegetables.
Steamed vegetables. The grilled vegetables.
Or the fruit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't realize. Like, I saw them in there, and I was like, oh, that's for other stuff. I don't know what I thought it was for, but I guess in my mind, I was like, we're going to put just some beets in the oven.
Yeah, that's what I did. Beets and you get grilled vegetables.
But yeah, but it gives you like a nice little like grilled vegetable plate. So
and when the raspberries or what, you get these little tarts or something.
I forget. Yeah, yeah. It's, yeah.
It looks like poached pears is what it does. Oh, like.
That's poached pears. Yes, what it is. Yeah.
Well, it's not it's not what they call it. It's like it's like a
baked fruit or something like that.
Yeah. Baked fruit, baked maybe a tart, maybe a baked fruit tart or something.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah, y'all were talking about the food earlier, about being afraid that it was going to burn. Yeah, I totally have been there where I was like, oh God, like I was doing something else and it had already told me twice that it was in the oven. And I was like, no, I'm going to burn the ship down.
In fact, I was, when I started, obviously with corn, you get a lot. It's like I did five and it was moving so slow and I'm like, next time I do corn, I'm going to get my phone out and see how long corn takes. So I just set my phone on a timer, you know, corn will be done in 3 minutes. You know?
I started cooking in the morning, no matter if they needed, like if they had had like snacks the night before or anything, just like cooking however many, right now I have three people in the ship cooking three things.
Mm-hmm.
And then just like going with it,
because
I was doing like one thing at a time, and I was like, God, no, I can't.
Oh yeah, standing there, waiting for the timer.
I'm pretty like when it gets nighttime, I go to bed. I haven't like spent that time like fishing or anything, not yet.
Let's see what else.
Want to know, are we still talking about mechanical things?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Oh, because I was going to ask about story.
I think it's kind of bled into story. I think like we're not specifically mechanical anymore. So yeah, go ahead and talk about the story.
We can be a little bit mechanical. How do you have your ships arranged?
Okay. Go ahead.
I redo my ship like every time I get a new building. I feel like to try and make it.
Well, yeah, for sure.
Get a little bit better.
I was at first being a little, I don't know, just kind of OCD with it. That I was worried about when I just, when it was just the garden and the field, that I was worried about the ladders not lining up. You know, am I supposed to be lining up the ladders? Am I not supposed to be lining up the ladders?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was not my train of thought. I mean, the first
just plopping them in.
But the first boat, I was just, they were just there. Like, I tried to make them fit, but then, like, you know, you can't put things on the bow. You can't put things, like, too close to the back. There just wasn't a lot of room in that first ship. Yeah. To really do that much. And so like I had like, you know, you have like four or five things stacked up on each other, and it's, I mean, not four or five things, but like three levels,
mm-hmm.
but four or five buildings. And it really bothered me.
Yeah, especially considering that it has a height limit too. You can't go above the height. So it's like, how am I going to, like, I'm right now, I'm worried about how am I going to get the two other houses built, because it's like I'm kind of like getting really close to the top, but I don't know if I can.
Is there a height limit? I didn't realize there was a height limit.
Yes.
Well, when you expand, it expands in all directions, so it goes a little higher.
I'm level three then, so I feel very powerful.
You're good. I'm only level two, and I got the farm and the garden stacked on top of each other on the one side, and then I'm like, the left-hand side's going to be for the residential. It's like districts. Left-hand side's going to be for the houses. Right-hand side's for the garden, and the middle is right now where I just put the loom and the sawmill.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
So, boy, that sawmill mechanic is tough.
Oh, it's so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the loom's really easy. I mean, it's just like, click, click.
Here's a fun thing, is that like, so I bought the sawmill. So I'm just noticing this like spider web in the corner of my room. Anyways, I bought this sawmill late at night. It was like when the boat couldn't move anymore because it was nighttime. And I went, I was like, oh, like I was kind of, I guess because it was so close to bedtime, like a tool didn't react. Like they just kind of went, you know, they just kind of stood up the deck and then went to bed because it was that time. So I was like, oh, okay. Well, you know, I was a little like put off first, you know, because I was I did this for you because you requested it and you're not going to even like be excited about it. Like you're excited about finding berries on an island. Like you're like, berries. You're not going to be excited about me building you a sawmill on my boat? That's upsetting. But again, it is family, so that's kind of, it's par for the course. Anyways.
Yep.
So I was like, oh, okay, well, let me check out this sawmill. So I went up and, like, went inside and just, like, went to the little thing, and it was like, yeah, like, it brought up the whole, like, menu where I could put the wood in. And like turn it into, and it acted like it turned it into planks.
I did the same thing. I didn't even know about up and down. I'm like,
and then because it didn't ask you to do it. And then so then I was like, oh, that's easy. That's weird. I was like, you know, I was like, with the loom, it asked you to do this other, you know, it asked you to like, you know, at least like, which is totally was so satisfying to like the sound of it like going and then like click and then like click, but. So I went to bed, and then I woke up the next morning, and all my wood was back. Like, it wasn't, because, like, Atul was excited about the sawmill, and he brought me in there, and I'm thinking, Atul, I don't have any wood. Like, you know, like, I did this all last night without you. And then I brought up the menu, and I didn't have planks anymore. It was still the logs. The game didn't even count it. The game was like, oh, you didn't even do this. It was just a dream.
Same thing. I did a log, and then I went back to him, and he's like, "Oh, you got to be careful. That thing's got to." I'm like, "Oh crap!" And then I see the little, you know, the little thing in the middle.
Yeah, it's hard. Like, it's very difficult.
Yeah, the transitions. Yeah. Catching the jellyfish is not my favorite part. I don't mind the with the dragon, like that kind of mechanic with, you know, hopping from, you know, hump to hump, and you only can climb up certain humps and stuff like that. That was fun. But yeah, I see a lot of gims going floating by me, and I'm like, no. Yep.
There they go. Just going to say bye because it's over on the other side of the ship and I'm not going to get there in time.
Yep. Or it's too high and I didn't build that.
Yeah, there's a lot of them where it's like, it's just too high. And I'm just like, okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.
So now I avoid, at first I was like avoiding that storm area like crazy. I thought like there'd be like a monster boss fight or something like that in those areas. Yeah. But, and I didn't realize you could sail through it. Mm-hmm. Like where it makes that looks like a boomerang. It was like, I thought you had to go around that. So for the first time I went around the top part. And then when it was, you had to work your way back. And I was like, I just went, well, let me see if it navigates around it or, and it just, it goes right through it. So, and I like that. I think when you hover over a place in the map room, it tells you what stuff has replenished. And that's in that place.
Like what resources are there?
Is that, I didn't realize it was saying what replenished. That's interesting.
Yeah, those boxes will be filled if that thing is there. And if they're not, you know, if they're empty, then that isn't there yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think it'll also have, if I'm remembering correctly, it'll have like question marks if there's stuff that you can get that you just haven't come across.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think so.
Of course, I am assuming everybody's now part of the upstairs gang.
Yes.
Upstairs gang is cool.
It was so hard to get there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the double jump. And I think I finally got that one item on the one roof. I had to get the double jump.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. I still need to go and get the key.
Where? I've not found the key yet.
Oh, it's the raccoon. He's selling it.
Oh, I didn't even know it was so. Oh,
it's like,
dummy
it's
me.
Like 1500 gold, I think, or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, save up.
It's a lot. Yeah. Or, you know, glim, whatever. But, like.
Yeah, and I'm all about the. What they don't call it quests. What do they call it? With the barge that sells things, the moving barge. The I forget what the character was.
Oh, I don't have any quests with him yet.
He's like an onion man or something. I don't know what he is, but like what he is.
Yeah, it's like he has a request. Oh, requests? Maybe?
Francis.
How could I not remember that name? Yeah, the first
Aaron.
One. Two thousand. Errands. That's errands. Yeah. She just wants, or they, I don't know.
I didn't have anything on it.
It's a time thing. It'll. So yeah, after a certain point, she'll talk about it. It's like, oh, I'll also give you errands, you know, and it's like for different, my first one was three different food types and you get 2000 gold and it's like, wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, cool.
And sometimes I'll look and see what they're looking for, but then sometimes, okay, this wiki says that Francis is an onion monkey, so there's that. A lot of times I'll just have stuff that I'm just hanging on to in my inventory and be like, oh, nice, I can fill that right now.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, and it's hit and miss whether or not they hang around.
Because
tchotchkes.
Yeah. The boots. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, at first I was a little hesitant selling the baubles, and I'm like, you know, being the hoarder, and I'm like, well, okay, I just unloaded it. the black ones, the old empty shells. You sell them, right? You know, there's nothing to save them for, right? They're only like 4 gold. The ones you scrape off the ship.
Yeah, I just sell those. I don't think you can do anything else with them.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
I play too many survivalist games where it's like everything is useful. You know, it's
you
like
you need everything. Yeah. And
yeah,
if I'm wrong and you do end up needing them, they'll self replenish pretty quickly. So.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. I walk down the boat. Back. There's more shells on the boat. For Christ's sake.
Have y'all met? Did y'all meet Alex, the seal at the bus stops?
Not yet.
Okay.
There's bus stops?
Are those the things that you pass on the ocean?
Basically, it lets you fast travel to different areas of the map because your map will progressively get bigger.
Oh, that's what that icon is. Okay.
It'll let you fast travel to any other bus stop. However, the bus doesn't run at night, but Alex still sits there with its awful, annoying, like circus music all the way through the night.
Oh no.
So yeah, don't get stuck next to a bus stop.
Don't end up stuck at a bus stop.
No, like get there before bed. Right after. Yeah, it's
so that I saw that icon on the map that looks like a little tiny car. I'm like, what is this thing?
Yeah.
And it's not highlighted yet. I guess it's a gated thing where at a certain point it'll open up. Yeah. Yeah, the islands with the 2 gold bars, yeah, they're just places with resources. You just, run back and forth to them.
Interesting.
Yeah, I like the map room. I like the, look, fishing. Atod, I guess, is that his name? Atod? Atod?
Atul.
Atul.
Yeah.
Once you upgrade your fishing rod, then you can start catching different kinds of fish. And then he tells me that depending on the weather, you catch different fish.
Yep. And depending on the time of day as well.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
And I think also depending on where your boat is, like if you're...
Oh, the portion of the
near
map.
Near an island or, different places.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting. Yeah, very involved. This is like...
Just like in real life.
Yeah, it's... I'm going to be very absorbed in the day-to-day management of the boat.
And all the fish.
Yeah, that and don't talk to me now. I got to go to the garden. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
And I'm a sucker for the $500 mystery seed.
Yes, and usually I'm disappointed. But, it, like, Maybe like 1 out of 5. You get one that's interesting or there's an actual thing, but
well, okay, yeah. So it's not as I would, for 500 gold, it would be like better be like 50-50, you know.
You would think, yeah. Mine haven't grown yet. I've been growing.
Yeah, they take forever to grow.
Yeah.
It's like you're screwing up my. So I'm going to guess you can't overwater things. If you water it, it's like, okay, just a happy mistake.
Yes, I do not believe you can overwater things. I don't know if you can see it. The ground does get a little bit darker whenever you water it, if it needs it, but no.
I didn't notice that. Okay.
I don't think you can drown the plants like in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thankfully.
Yeah. I did get the hang of, moving things all around as long as you don't mistakenly hit the scrap button.
Yes.
It's. Now we're playing widgets where it's like, can I get this to fit like this? Get to fit this to like this?
What if I pick this up and move this and then stick that down there and then will that? No, still not. Okay.
What if I just stack everything on top of each other and be fine? Be okay. I really love the character designs.
Yes.
Looking through this wiki that you shared, which for this listening is just spiritfair.fandom.com wiki. Has a listing of all the characters and stuff. But yeah, these character designs are just so cute. So cute.
Are they all going to be on the boat at the same time? Holy crap.
Well, some of these, I mean, it does have the traveling person in this one too.
Yeah, and so, Albert, the boat yard
shark. There's Francis. Yeah. There's Albert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very like there's a very Ghibli feel. Mm-hmm. All the characters and then even when you talk to the spirits, they're still in kind of just like vague spirit form that haven't shown their animal form.
Yeah,
kind of. They kind of also have a Don Bluth feel to them a bit.
Yeah, I see that.
Like, I'm thinking, like, Secret of Nim, and, yeah, especially see it with Gustav. He's on, like, this trending page thing, and he reminds me of, like, one of the birds in Godoodle, one of the bad birds. And everything for those listening, if you haven't played the game, it's very 2D, animated. So it looks like a cartoon kind of for the most part. The water, you know, has like some little animations, and the characters are very animated looking. Have that kind of feel to them. Super cute. There's a little cat that follows you around. What's the cat's name?
Daffodil.
So you have your cat Daffodil that follows you around and just kind of exists. You can pet the cat, but you don't have to, and just kind of if you stand in one place for a bit, it'll start like bouncing a little ball. Super cute.
Daffodil is the less powerful second player if you play the co-op.
Oh, okay.
Really? That's so cute.
So I don't think Daffodil can like talk to people, but they can like I think they can operate like the kitchen and like the garden, like go doing chores, basically.
I love it. That's awesome. I forgot that it had the co-op feature.
Yeah.
That's really nice. It's really nice.
I could see many an argument starting over that.
Eventually you'll be able to unlock outfits for Stella, and Daffodil will also get color changes.
Yes. I love it. It's so calming. It's such a calming game. You know, very, very has that kind of like, you know, because I played Stardew for a while, has a very kind of like that same kind of feel. Like, you know, it doesn't look the same, obviously, but has that same kind of like something very, very like calming. And I guess like it probably has something to do with like, you know, you kind of wish that you could get your tasks done this easily and just get everything done. It has that kind of calming effect of like just,
it's very zen.
Getting things done, like, you know, arranging things, getting tasks completed, cooking for people, arranging houses, building things, watering gardens, getting the plants. It's collecting resources. Yeah.
If only moving rooms around your house were so easy.
It's like you're able to just, it's that satisfying feeling of checking off a checklist and checking off things on a checklist.
Yep.
And loving the hell out of it right now.
I love the morning bell.
Yes.
Yes. I did ring it early and upset Gwen, but sorry, Gwen.
Well, I went a whole day without ringing it, and they, you know, I was just like, why are these, like, because I would go, like, you know, I was up, the sun started rising, I went into, like, the guest house, and the two characters there were just kind of, like, very, like, they were sleeping, standing, like, you know, they were just kind of, like, lethargic and just kind of drooling. Mm-hmm. I couldn't talk to them, and I'm like, so what, they're not morning people? I can't talk to them because they're not morning people? And so then, like, it took them a few hours to wake up. Like, it took them a while without the bell, but eventually they did. And then I think it was the next day or that night or something that one of them was like, hey, you have this bell here that you can ring, but don't ring it. Only ring it in the mornings.
Don't ring in early.
Yeah, I didn't notice, but, like, it was just Gwen, I was like ringing that bell all the time. every time I walked by it, I'd ring it. And I'm like,
oh no, Frank. Delta.
So we should hear at the very end. I want to hear what y'all's thoughts are on like the kind of the overarching story so far. Because like the reason that you're on this boat with all these people is because Charon, who is, if you're familiar with Greek mythology, he's the ferryman on the River Styx who brings the dead over to the afterlife. Mm-hmm. And he's like, hey, this is your job now. Here's your boat.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
So what are y'all thoughts on that portion of this?
I guess, go ahead, Madeline.
Oh, like that? And then, like, what you've found out about the characters so far?
I guess for me, it's been kind of not the reason behind us manning the ship hasn't been in the forefront of my mind because it's very, again, like task management right now.
Mm-hmm.
And there hasn't been any, like, you know, because I assume that eventually these spirits are going to, you know, pass on. Haven't had one of those yet, so I haven't thought, I mean, honestly, I haven't thought about too much of that. I do enjoy, like, the differences in the characters, they all seem to have, like, their own personality. Like I said, right now I have three on board, and,
Gwen, Atul, and Summer.
And
there is a little bit of guest management, I guess, because I saw it briefly in the notes for one of the characters. Does it like another character who I forget what they were doing? So it's like, I guess that's the whole point of building them their own houses, because once they're in the guest house, they get on each other's nerves.
Sure.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean,
they
that seems
their own space.
I mean, that seems pretty, you know, human-ish, you know, common. So I'm definitely interested. I'm definitely excited, I guess, to see, like, how that whole, like, you know, that's the name of the game, Spiritfarer, goes. And how that kind of happens, I'm interested to see.
Yeah, how that works its way into the game. Yeah, because I'm the same way. I'm like, not wary, but sort of like, well, eventually we're going to have to,
like, you know, when am I saying bye off. To you? Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as you fulfill these fetch quests for people, you are helping them kind of deal with their last unfinished business. It'll be pretty evident, you know, as you go and do that. And some people you'll spend a long time with just because their stuff is really level gated far apart. And some people, they'll just be on your boat for an hour or so of playtime.
Oh, okay.
But it's like I think I've said goodbye to 4 spirits and I've cried big buckets every time. It's just, it's very, they did an excellent job with it. So I hope that it is impactful to y'all as well.
Yeah. And you listen to, like, cause I know, like, I haven't noticed it with the other two as much, but with Atul recently, he was like, hey, like, or they were like, hey, I'm going to start like craving certain foods. So you want to like, so could you cook me what I crave?
Yeah.
Pretty much didn't ask. It was a demand.
I got it.
And so it was first thing was like popcorn. Mm-hmm. And I'd fed them popcorn before, but you know, that's what they wanted then. And so I brought the popcorn to them and they were like, oh, like, thank you. This is, it's okay. It's good. No, this is what I wanted. This is what I needed.
Why?
Atul was like, this is what I needed, but it does. And Atul got really sad and it was like, this does remind me of my kids. Like, they loved, you know, I used to pop popcorn for them. And so it does make me sad eating this, but thank you for making it for me. Because it's what I needed to eat. You know, it's what I needed right now.
Yeah.
That was kind of like probably the first glimpse into like, oh, right. This is what this game's about. Got it.
This is a sad game.
This is the reasoning behind the game. Not just catching fish and cooking things and watering plants. And it'll be interesting. Like first thoughts is like, you know, that's kind of it. Thinking about it here, it's like that's kind of it's interesting in that, like, you know. I was like, oh yeah, this is a sad game. Like, this is kind of what it's about. Not just doing all these tasks. But then also, like, it's sometimes, at least in some forms of grief or in some forms of, like, farewells, that, like, it's doing tasks, like, everyday tasks that kind of help you to kind of, like, get you through, like, grief and saying goodbye. So, I'm definitely excited is a very strong word, but excited to see, like, how that all plays in. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And as you, I know this is at least true for the jellyfish storms, but like, look at the names of the jellyfish storms as you go through, because that gives you hints for what has happened with Gwen or what is happening with Gwen.
Oh.
I guess happened in IRL. Yeah. So the things that the characters introduce you to that help you get resources have something to do with their life on Earth, which we'll talk about later, I guess.
Okay, like Summer. A little bit more. Summer with the dragon.
And she talks a little bit about that too. But like for Gwen and for Summer, like those two things are metaphors for bad things that happen to them. And it's very weird to be like, I'm just farming resources from this thing that like hurts you every time it shows up and you have to like go inside and not be out here. It's it's a little bit weird to do that.
So interesting. So many layers is such a cute little game. Mm-hmm. did we not cover anything that we want to cover for this week? I feel like we got a lot of good stuff in. So next week, just play 3 more hours or 4 or whatever. We'll be talking about three to 4 hours. I mean, I'm still unsure if like we're going to get to the last week, the last couple weeks, and be like, no,
just finish it. Just finish the
finish
game.
It.
Yeah, like yeah, the last 2 or yeah, 3. Yeah, it's
yeah.
Like,
so
just go for
play,
it.
Play 3 to 4 hours and live your best life, and we'll chat about it next week. And I said, for those listening, like, this will be going on for the next 6 weeks. So, extended chat, but I'm looking forward to seeing what happens and to our future chats. One of our, like, close to last ones of the year, because it's so long, we have, I think, yeah, we have, like, 3 more games after Spirit Fair, and then that's it. That'll Whoa. Close out our year. Yeah. We have this one until October the 5th is our last Spirit Fair conversation. Oh. We have Alan Wake for 4 weeks. So that's going from October the 12th through November the 2nd. Not Tonight, which is my must play for a couple of weeks, or 3 weeks. And then Paradise Killer for 3 weeks, which I think was... Yeah. No, okay. For a moment I thought that, no, this was this who what was your must play, Madeline? Oh, it was Kentucky Route Zero, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that was it.
Mm-hmm. Which if you haven't heard that conversation, you can get that over on thegamechat.net.
Mm-hmm.
For those listening. Anyways, yeah. So we'll leave you there. If you want more game chat, you can find us over on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Podcast, Stitcher, and Google Play Podcast under The Game Chat for all past and current shows. Keep up to date on what's going on by following us over on Twitter at @the_game_chat. Or you can find us over on Facebook under Game Chat. Leave us a review or a question or a topic for a current game, and we might just read it on the show. You can email us those at chatwithus@thegamechat.net or email us adorable pictures of dogs at notenoughdogs@thegamechat.net. So come back next week where we'll be continuing our chat on Spiritfarer. So until then, thanks for listening and we'll chat you later. Bye.
Bye. Bye.